Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Well, good evening, everybody, from the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Welcome to Senior Night as the Fort Recovery Lady Indians take on the Minster Wildcats. Hi, everybody. Ed Thurman on hand here at the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. As we said, it's Senior Night for the Lady Indians, and it'll be a short list. There's only one player who is a senior for Fort Recovery, and that is Maddie Guggenviller. They'll be introducing her and her family here in just a matter of moments. I think there's also a couple of other senior aides and things they might do, but we'll find that out. But only one player tonight. Otherwise, it's just a good old MAC conference game, and those are usually pretty good. Fort Recovery enters tonight's game with a record of 5 wins and 12 losses, but they are 0-6 in MAC play. The MAC always tough. The Minster Wildcats of head coach Mike Wiss, they come in here tonight with a record of 10-9. They are 5-2 in the MAC conference, and they're still looking to make a run. I had a chance to sit down with Coach Wiss and talk to him a few minutes ago. Interesting fella. Great guy. And one of those guys that just can coach anything and loves to work with kids. And just said if he wasn't doing this, he'd be bored to tears. So I can believe it. And he's been doing it for a lot of years with a lot of success, and enjoyed our conversation with him. Fort Recovery comes in, though, having won, I think it's 5 of their last 8 games. Started off a very, very tough start to the season with a young team. They have finally found their rhythm. And like I say, I think they've won 5 of their last 8. And so they've been very tough, and especially here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. But it is MAC basketball tonight for the ladies as the Minster Wildcats come in to take on the Fort Recovery Indians. We will come back and we'll look at tonight's starting lineups and get you going for tonight's game after these words here on J Country 101.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight, girls basketball action as the Fort Recovery Lady Indians of Holly Gann take on the Minster Wildcats of Mike Wiss. Minster comes in 10-9 overall, 5-2 in the MAC conference, and the Lady Indians of Holly Gann 5-12 overall. They are 0-6 in the MAC conference. Getting down here to the last few games of the regular season. And I note that the Lady Indians already know their first-round opponent for the upcoming tournament. They'll be taking on Coldwater coming up here on the 15th. So that's just 13 days away from the start of sectional action. And they'll be playing that up at Crestview, I believe. I could be wrong on that one, but I know that they've got that coming up here in just 13 days. And Coldwater will be the first-round opponent for the Lady Indians as they'll come in, I think, the number 11 seed. Coldwater, I think, is number 7 or 8. So that's the matchup for the first round. We will be there probably to cover it, so we invite you to join us coming up here very shortly. Tournament basketball is just about on us. No matter what state, no matter what level, we are getting set for that. It is senior night here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. There's one senior member of the Lady Indians, and that's Maddie Guggenbiller, the 5'6 senior guard. She will, as usual, be in the starting lineup this evening, and they're going to be honoring her momentarily. We will step out, and we'll have a little break. We'll be back and get you the starting lineups, and as soon as they hopefully get this squeal out of here, then we can get going with basketball. It's the Indians and the Wildcats, and we will be back in a couple of minutes here on J Country 101.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation. Their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kalp Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we're getting set for action between the Fort Recovery Indians and the Minster Wildcats. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians from Dr. Kim Bormore, Dr. Tom Banna, and all the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart at the Bormore Family Dentistry, formerly Family Dentistry at the West Edge of Portland. Good luck to the Indians. Our first quarter tonight going to be brought to you by Kalb Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, also with Union City and Bern, Indiana locations. Ask about Kalb Pharmacy's weekly prescription program with delivery of your needed prescriptions to your home on a weekly basis. Starting lineups for the Minster Wildcats. They start inside Lily Barhorst, a 5'11 junior, their leading scorer. Casey Albers, a 5'10 senior, also starts inside. And the third down low is Lydia Mesher, a 5'10 junior. The guards are Katie McClurg. She is a 5'4 senior. And also Sadie Niemeyer. She is a 5'3 sophomore. For the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, it's the usual lineup. Inside, Carly Niekamp. Niekamp, 5'11 sophomore. Also inside, Sage Luthold, a 5'10 junior. At the guards, Callie Wendell, 5'4 junior, and Kennedy Mullenkamp, 6-foot sophomore. And in the middle, it's Maddie Guggenbiller, 5'6 senior, the only senior on this team. They just introduced her and her family. Maddie, who will be off to Defiance College next fall to play softball there at Defiance. So congratulations and good luck to her. Indians in their home white uniforms with the purple trim, and the Minster Wildcats in their black uniforms with orange and white trim. Here comes the tip. It's going to be controlled by the Indians, and this game is underway. Callie Wendell walking into the front court, comes near side. Here is a neat Lutho driving inside and away from the ball, and we got a turnover called against the Indians right off the bat. You expect a lot of pressure that'll be coming from the Minster Wildcats. Minster at 10-9 on the year, and Fort Recovery 5-12. Here's the Wildcats with it over on the near side. This is Casey Albers. Albers wants to dump it down low. She'll take it to the baseline, turns around, feeds it in the middle, driving and scoring. Nice job in there, Katie McClurg. And it is 2-0 in favor of Minster. And they're going to come out with a full court press. I said they were going to get a whole lot of pressure, and that's what I had heard on the scouting report. Right side with it is Callie Wendell. Ball knocked away from her, but picked up over on the side by Luthold. Luthold back to Wendell. Now near side to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller gives it off to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp stops, back out in front, top of the key to Luthold. Luthold gives it near side to Niekamp. Now they come out to Mullenkamp, and now to Guggenbiller. Cannot find anything inside. Callie Wendell stands out near the top of the key. She will drive down to the baseline. Her runner is up. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. Taken away inside by the Minster Wildcats. Nice job in there by Albers to come up with it. But then the ball's knocked out of bounds by Mullenkamp. It's still going to belong to Minster. So the Indians turning around and putting a lot of pressure also on the Wildcats and see how they like it. And so far they've handled it. We have a 2-0 score. We have played the first minute and a half here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Top of the key with it is McClurg. They work it out front. They'll come back to McClurg. She'll pop a long jump shot and hit a three. So right now, Katie McClurg has all 5 points in the ball game, and it is 5-0 in favor of Minster. Quickly up court to midcourt against heavy pressure. They go to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp double team looking. Threw it away. Going to be picked up by Minster. Long lead pass on down to the far side. Here's McClurg over on the far side. She looks to drive. Stops. Pass to the near side. Here's a shot from the corner. It's in and out. Fight for it inside. Taken away. Back out to McClurg. And she hits another three. Wow. She has all 8 points. And it is 8-0 just like that. In favor of Minster. Minster pressing full court as the Indians try to get it across the 10-second line. Mullenkamp ahead to Wendell. Now it goes over to Luthold. Luthold back to Wendell out front. Intense man-to-man pressure being applied by Minster. Wendell with it, top of the key, near side. Mullenkamp whips it on down to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller looks, gives it off to Wendell on the wing. Wendell into the corner, can't get a shot, goes down to Guggenbiller, puts it up, left it short, and the rebound comes away to the Minster Wildcats. On down, McClurg turning, far side, Niemeyer. They work it out front, McClurg. Now it goes right side to Albers. Albers looks to go down low. They will feed it down low and almost turned over by Barhorst. Now they get it out front. Here is the shot by Mesher. It is no good. Rebound comes off to Sage Luthold of Fort Recovery. We're in the middle of the first quarter, and it's 8-0 Minster so far. Far side with it. This is Luthold. Luthold out in front to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller goes far side. Gets it over to Niekamp. Niekamp to Mullenkamp at the top of the key. Nowhere to go with it. Guggenbiller on the left wing. Now they just circle around. Far side, Luthold to Mullenkamp in the corner. Pops a long one. And in it. Kennedy Mullenkamp from the corner. First points for the Indians, and it is an 8-3 ball game. First quarter being brought to you by the folks at Calp Pharmacy. For all of your health needs, see Calp Pharmacy in downtown Fort Recovery. Also locations in Union City and Burn, Indiana. Here's the ball down low. Driving down, here's about a 12-footer will roll off, and the rebound comes off to Sage Luthold of Fort Recovery. And the Indians settling down just a bit now and playing a little better defense as well as some offense. Far side with it is Callie Wendell. Wendell over on the right side will cut to the free throw line. Now near side, here is Niekamp shot off the rim, no. And the rebound taken away inside. That is by Barhorst of Minster. On down, they feed it across, stolen away inside by Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller will face it on ahead. Gets it off to Kennedy Mullenkamp, walks it across the timeline. Here is Mullenkamp, hands it over to Luthold. Luthold in very patient condition there, gets it back out in front to Wendell. Wendell directing traffic there, trying to get some people to move. Wants a screen, can't find it, now reverses. Out front to Luthold. Luthold will stop, right side, Niekamp. Niekamp down to the baseline, double team, in trouble. Ball is hit off of the leg of one of the Minster defenders. And we have all sorts of subs coming in. Three new faces for Minster and for Fort Recovery. Eva Kolig, the 5'7 sophomore, will come in. Maddie Guggenbiller will come to the sidelines for the Indians. They trail 8-3 with 3:13 to go here in the opening quarter. Mullenkamp will throw it in from the baseline. Looking. Finally, way out front, it goes to Luthold. Tipped away, but she picked it up just in the nick of time. They'll lob it down low. Here's driving Niekamp. Shot is blocked away. Scramble for the ball. It's picked up by Minster, and it's grabbed, and Coach Wisk gets a timeout to save possession. So it'll be a timeout. Quick timeout here for the Minster Wildcats. They lead Fort Recovery 8-3. Your first quarter is being brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. We're back after this.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're in the first quarter here at Fort Recovery tonight, and it is 8-3 so far. That's in favor of the Minster Wildcats. Jumped to a quick 8-0 lead. And Katie McClurg of Minster has hit all eight of their points. So only two people have scored in the entire game. Kennedy Mullenkamp for Fort Recovery hit a three. Out front with it, new face in there of Kayla Lamb, a junior guard for Minster. Feeds it back out to McClurg. She tries to drive and now is cut off. Wendell all over her. They are really pressuring her. Ball knocked away. We had a sideline violation. Ball was over to Kayla Lamb, and she was standing on the sideline. So the ball will go back to Fort Recovery. 2:43 to go in the first quarter. 8-3 is the score. First quarter being brought to you by Cal Pharmacy in downtown Fort Recovery. Against pressure, into the front court is Callie Wendell. Wendell turns around, double team, ball knocked away, but it's touched last, though, by the Indians. So it will be Minster ball. McClurg and Lamb will bring it up. Here is McClurg out front, the senior leader of this team, has the ball knocked away by Wendell, but gets it right back. Now she used up the dribble, goes far side to Lamb. Lamb swings it inside, driving down low is Barhorst, turns and misses, but a foul on the rebound, or maybe on the shot. Let's see what they called it. They called the foul against Sage Luthold of Fort Recovery, her first, team's first, and it was on the shot. So Lily Barhorst, the 5'11 junior, will be at the line shooting a pair. First one is in and out. And we're still with just the only points of the game have been scored by two players, one on each side. Here comes the second of two. Free throw is good, so that breaks that string. First point for Barhorst, and it's 9-3, Minster leading. Mullenkamp under pressure. She works it up the floor. Guarded closely by McClure. Quick hands over there. Here is Mullenkamp. The sophomore brings it around top of the key. Looking for help. Can't find anything. Goes to Callie Wendell. Wendell way over there will fire a long three. That's way too long. And the rebound comes off to Barhorst. Lead pass on down. McClurg goes inside, putting it up. And there's Barhorst scoring. Nice fast break. And just like that, it's 11-3 in favor of Minster. Under 2 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Mullenkamp for Fort Recovery is fouled right at the 10-second line. McClurg trying to get the steal, made contact, and it was right in front of the official and everybody else, so no doubt. Her first, team's first. And McClurg now will come out for a breather, and she's replaced in there by Brooke Kloon, a 5'6 junior, and almost comes up with a steal as soon as the inbounds was made. Wendell gets it, though, into the front court for Fort Recovery. Here is Wendell looking, brings it to the near side, turns around, looking for help, swings it out to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp now drives the right side. Her pass goes over to Eva Kollig. Kollig now to Niekamp in the corner, back out in front to Sage Luthold, gives it off to Wendell. Wendell over on the far side. Wendell looks for a screen, goes into the corner. It's stolen away by Minster, stolen right back by Wendell, and the ball is blocked out of bounds. Heck of a move there by Addie Inskeep, a 5'9 sophomore. I wonder if she's a volleyball player. If she is, she would have gotten a spike on that play. Very, very nicely done. Back in, here's Maddie Guggenbiller for Fort Recovery. She'll toss it in from the baseline. Does that to Wendell, open for three. It's no good, but we had a foul called against the Indians. Trying to sell to set a pick, Eva Kollig is called for an offensive play, and that's called for the foul. Her first, team second. Under a minute to go, first quarter. Minster with it, trying to drive. Out front with it, that is Lamb. Lamb drives to the hoop, leans in, misses it, but a foul called. And the foul's going to be called against, they called that one against Lamb. She drove in a little out of control. Defenders did get set. First on Lamb, second team foul against Minster. 46 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Against intense pressure, in it comes to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller will dribble into the front court, double team, knocked away, stolen. Ball is finally picked up by the Wildcats. Now the ball's knocked away and stolen by Callie Wendell. Back and forth. It's kind of like volleyball out there. On off the far side, here's a long one by Guggenbiller. Can't get the three. Deep rebound to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp back out front to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller gives it off to Niekamp. Niekamp now over to Kollig, and Kollig goes to Wendell. Wendell on the right side takes it to the baseline. What do we have, an illegal pick? I think we did. Illegal pick is going to be called against Maddie Guggenbiller. And that will be her first. It's the illegal screen. She didn't have her hands. She had her hands out in front of her. You got to have them down, or they're going to call that, and they did. Third team foul against Fort Recovery. 14.2 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Minster looks for the last shot of the quarter. Out in front with it at the top of the key. This is Niemeyer. Niemeyer gets it off over to Clune. Clune, they lob it down low. Ball knocked loose. Scramble. It's loose, and no one's going to get a shot. So that is the end of the first quarter. At the end of one, it is Minster 11 and Fort Recovery 3. First quarter being brought to you by Kalp Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
One quarter in the books, and an interesting first quarter because there wasn't a whole lot of scoring, and only three people did the scoring. For Fort Recovery, just one basket. That was a three-pointer by Kennedy Mullenkamp for their sum total of three. For Minster, Katie McClurg scored the first 8 points of the game, two of those on threes, and Lily Barhor scored the other three. That's it. 11-3 is our score here at the end of the first quarter. And we had a lot of people play for both teams, but nobody could hit much. Credit the defense for a lot of that on both sides. So it's 11-3 as we head into quarter number two. Quarter number two is brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. And here are the Minster Wildcats with the ball starting the second quarter. They'll work it out in front, and McClurg is back in, lobs it to the near side, looks, driving on down in the corner. Here's a ball inside, nowhere to go with it. They'll kick it back out in front. They look inside and can't find anybody. A drive to the hoop. The shot is up. It's no good, and the rebound to Maddie Guggenbiller, and she gets it out of there with it. She's kind of ripped it away from a defender before they got a tie-up call. Mullenkamp into the front court. All the way down, far side, colleague over in the corner. Colleague out in front. Now it goes to Luthold. Luthold driving inside. Hands it off. No. And we got a grab, though, and a foul's going to be charged against Minster. And the foul's going to be called against... They called it on Sadie Niemeyer. Okay, so Sadie Niemeyer picks up the foul. That is her first and the team's third. Into Callie Wendell. Wendell over on the far side. Ball is slapped away. Picks it up in the backcourt. It's okay. It was deflected, so she did not go over and back. Near side with it is colleague. Colleague to Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller in deep pressure. Goes down and playing it up and in. Give that one to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Nice feed from Guggenbiller. It's 11-5. And Mullenkamp has all five of the Fort Recovery points. Out in front for Minster as they work on the perimeter. Lindy Hemmelgarn has checked in now for the Wildcats. Coach Wiss said he's going to play everybody, and so far he's man of his word. I think he's played 10 of the 12 he's got already. Here's a long three-pointer, and that's good. That was impressive. On the far side, give that one to Niemeyer, her first points, and makes it 14-5 in favor of the Wildcats. Guggenbiller out front, colleague, 15-footer. It won't go. Rebound picked away by Minster, and then a grabbing foul against Fort Recovery. And charged that one against Kennedy Mullenkamp. So for Mullenkamp, that'll be her first and the team's fourth. Back in is Carly Niekamp for Fort Recovery. And also here comes Lydia Mesher back in for Minster. And they just are really shuttling people in and out, left and right. Here is McClurg back in, works it off on the right side, driving to the basket, turning around, getting it back. Now it goes to Mesher. Mesher on the near side, can't get a shot. On down low, pass is covered up. They go out to McClurg. McClurg feeds it off to near side and Mesher. They can't get anybody. They'll lob it down low, and it's picked off inside by Carly Niekamp of Fort Recovery. Feeds it on ahead to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp near side pass to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller whips it inside. Ball's knocked away. Loose on the floor. Still loose on the floor. And finally picked up by Minster. Here come the Wildcats on the run. Driving on down, Niemeyer. Pass on down inside. Shot up and in on a nice play. Give the basket there to Lydia Mesher and make it 16-5. Minster by 11. Biggest lead of the game so far for the Wildcats. Baseline pass will go down low. Here's a shot up, partially blocked, as Luthold couldn't get a foul called, and she thought there did, but the ball was hit too. Here's a bad pass at the other end, thrown out of bounds by the Wildcats, and the ball will go back to Fort Recovery. Eva Kolick comes back in, replacing Guggenbiller. 5:08 to go here in the second quarter. Second quarter being brought to you by New Holland and Claus Farm Equipment. Your dealer locally is K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery with the ball, double team, and then travel was called out front against Carly Niekamp. She tried to bounce it off the leg of a defender, but she had already moved her foot. And so the turnover goes against the Indians. 5:01 to go here, first half, and Minster leads by a score of 16-5. Wildcats with the basketball, top of the circle. This is Niemeyer. Niemeyer trying to drive. She stops, whips it inside. They get it down low. Now they whip it near side. Here's a long three. It's no good. And the rebound is finally taken away by the Indians. That was Kolick coming up with it. Mullenkamp, long pass on down to Wendell. Wendell on the far side gets it across to Mullenkamp. 15-footer. Good again. Mullenkamp has seven, all 7 points for Fort Recovery, and a timeout called by the Indians. 4 minutes, 30 seconds to go, first half. It is Minster 16 and Kennedy Mullenkamp. She has scored all seven for the Fort Recovery Wildcats. We're back after this on Jay Country 101.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Just before 7 o'clock, and it is 16-7, Minster leading the Fort Recovery Indians. Your New Holland and Claus Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. See them about the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. It's available right now at K&L Tractor Sales on the south side of Fort Recovery. 16-7, kind of ironic that Kennedy Mullenkamp has been the scoring machine tonight for Fort Recovery. The only player that the Wildcats have not shut down is Mullenkamp, and she has all seven of Fort Recovery's points. Minster with the basketball. Here is McClurg out front. She's got eight of the points for Minster. Pass back to McClurg. She goes around. Far side is to a Niemeyer, and Niemeyer whips it around back to McClurg. She'll go to the baseline, jumper on the way. She misses. Rebound picked up inside, looking. They'll feed it back out. They go back to McClurg. McClurg looking from the top of the key. McClurg goes far side, can't get a shot away. Back to McClurg, and McClurg now works the perimeter. Feeds it on down. They go far side over to Mesher. Mesher gives it back out in front of McClurg, showing great patience. They'll lob it down low. They go inside to Barhorse, and it's knocked away and stolen by Fort Recovery. Here is Mullenkamp with it into the front court. Mullenkamp all the way down to the baseline. Out in front, Kolick, and now looking with it is Wendell. Wendell over on the right side. Cross courts it to Mullenkamp. She'll shoot again, and it will not go high off the rim. Rebound, and then a collision and a foul against Fort Recovery, I believe. Yep, Eva Kolick will pick up that foul. That'll be her second and the fifth team foul. And now here comes Guggenbiller back in. Kolick is going to sit down. 3:27 to go till halftime. 16-7, Minster leads here at Fort Recovery tonight. Top of the key, Mesher. Mesher, near side, over it goes. That is to a new face back in there. That's to Casey Albers working the perimeter. Pass inside, knock loose, stolen away by the Indians. Coming away with it was Sage Leuthold. Leuthold knocked it away just as the bounce pass was getting to her. Now to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp in the corner. Off to Carly Niekamp. Out front, Carly Wendell misses the three. Rebound battle for, out of bounds, and they'll give it to Fort Recovery. Touched last by a couple of Minster Wildcats. And the Indians will have it from the baseline. Guggenbiller will throw it in. Looks. Lobs it in. Ball is knocked away. Picked up, though, by Niekamp. Out, and a three on the way by Callie Wendell. Wendell, her first points. That's the first points for the Indians other than those scored by Kennedy Mullenkamp. 16-10 is the score. And there's a long three from the other side. And give that one to Katie McClurg. And that is her 11th point of the night. She is on fire. Near side pass and driving on down. And Mullenkamp took an extra step. Turnover will give it back to Minster. 2:25 to go here in the first half. 19-10 with Minster in front of Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery still looking for its first MAC conference victory. And Minster comes in here 5-2 in the conference. Pass out front. They go to the corner to McClurg, and she misses one. Rebound by Mullenkamp. Knocked away from her. Picked back up, back to McClurg, and she hits this one. McClurg with another three. And she's got 14 points now. She has 4 3-pointers. 22-10. Two players are dominating the scoring, one on each side. McClurg and Mullenkamp. Minute 45 to go in the half. Here's Wendell, far side to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp working out front with it. Cross courts over to Niekamp. Niekamp down low. Guggenbiller gets it off to Wendell from the corner. Cannot get the shot, but the rebound is loose and knocked out of bounds. It'll go to Fort Recovery. Couple of subs coming in for Minster. They'll work it in, and Addie Inskeep will come back in. Also here is Brooke Clooney. She will check in. Minute 31 to go in the first half. From the baseline, the Indians, Guggenbiller will get it out. Here's Wendell, pops the three, hits the three. Wendell with two of those now. 22-13, Indians down by 9. McClurg with it down court for Minster. They work on the perimeter, bounce pass into the corner. They'll work it back out in front to McClurg. McClurg now looks. They work it down low and threw it away. Nope, it was deflected. Went off the hands of Sage Luthol. It'll be inbounded from the baseline. Down to 1:09 to go until the halftime break. Here's the ball looking. They'll go inside. 15-footer. It won't go. Rebound to Maddie Guggenbiller for Fort Recovery. Gets it on ahead to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp races on down all the way to the baseline. Drives to the hole. Puts it up. Can't get it. Fight for the rebound. Taken away by Minster. Back will run the other way. Driving all the way to the hole. Putting up the shot and getting it. And give the basket in there. That was Niemeyer. Sadie Niemeyer has her 5th point. And the lead's back up to 11 for Minster, 24-13. Mullenkamp far side to Wendell, and she hits another three-pointer. Three of those in this quarter. 24-16, and Fort Recovery hanging around here, trying to make it interesting. Here's the ball reversed out front. McClurg another three, and this one won't go in for her. Fight for the rebounds, put back up and missed by Minster, and then they'll lose it out of bounds. Barhorst tried to put it back up, and she was actually being battled by her own teammate, who you can almost say blocked her shot. Substitution, here is Eva Kolig back in for Fort Recovery, and also back in for Minster is Lindy Hemmelgarn. 14.8 seconds to go in the half. Indians get it, looking for the last shot of the first half. Here's Mullenkamp, double-teamed right at the center circle. Turns around, looks for help. Down to 7 seconds. Goes to Wendell. A long three. Hit it again! Wow! Four of them for Wendell, and that's the half. She was way out there. That was well past NBA range, but she drains it. And at halftime, we got a ball game. At the end of two quarters, it is Minster 24 and the Fort Recovery Indians 19. We return in just a couple of minutes here on Jay Country 101, WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a SimpliSafe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Six years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Halftime here.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, now it's my turn. We're at halftime here at the Portside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery. And what, for the most part through the first half, was about a 10-point lead for the Minster Wildcats, all of a sudden, courtesy of the shooting of Callie Wendell, has turned into a ball game. And it's a 5-point contest at the break, 24-19, with the Wildcats leading the Indians. For the Fort Recovery Indians, through the first quarter and into the second, only one player had scored. That was Kennedy Mullenkamp, and she had 7 points. But then, finally, Callie Wendell got hot. She popped 5 3-pointers. 4 of them went in, including that one right there just ahead of the final buzzer at the half. And so Callie has an even dozen points. The 7 points for Kennedy Mullenkamp, and that's the scoring for Fort Recovery, 19 in the first half. Now, Minster was almost that bad with Katie McClurg. She scored 14 points in the first half. She had 4 3-pointers and a 2-point basket. She had a little more in the way of support. There were 5 points by Sadie Niemeyer, also 3 points for Lily Barhorst, and 1 basket, 2 points for Lydia Mesher. But otherwise, that's it. So 4 players have scored for Minster, only 2 players for Fort Recovery. And the Wildcats lead here at the half by a score of 24-19, and this has turned out to be a pretty nice game. First, when you have MAC teams, it's always a good rivalry, and the schools are not that far apart, so we've got a decent crowd here. A lot of folks from Minster sitting right in front of me and down to my left. And so it's intense, and it's exactly what we thought we would see tonight. And consequently, that's what we've got. It is halftime, and the score is 24-19 in favor of the Minster Wildcats. We will step out, take a break, and be back with more from the Portside Fieldhouse here on Jay Country 101 WPGW, Portland, Indiana.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse, it is halftime. Minster leads Fort Recovery 24-19. Minster led by as many as 12 points there in that first half, but the sharp shooting of Callie Wendell in the second half has brought Fort Recovery back into it. 4 three-pointers all in the second quarter for 12 points, and Kennedy Mullenkamp was the scorer early. She had 7. That's it, 19 points for Fort Recovery. Katie McClurg for Minster, also a big scorer. She has 14 points, 3-pointers there. 5 for Niemeyer, 2 for Mesher, and 3 for Barhorst, and it's 24-19, Minster leading. Well, coming up after we finish our broadcast here, we will be switching you up to Southern Wells for boys basketball action. The Jay County boys playing against the Southern Wells Raiders tonight in a ACAC ball game up there at the Raider Dome. We'll be switching to that when we are done here. Tomorrow night, we switch you back to girls basketball on the Indiana side. And that'll be tournament semifinal action for the Jay County Lady Patriots and the Blackford Lady Bruins. Both won their first-round games handily in their sectionals in 2A and 3A. And so tomorrow night, it becomes sectionals, and both have big matchups tomorrow night. Jay County will take on Hamilton Heights, the only team to defeat Jay County during the season. And that was the second game of the season. And that was by 1 point in overtime. So the Lady Patriots have a little bit of revenge on their mind for tomorrow night. And that game will be tipping off. Let's see, that should be the, yeah, that's the first game tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, down there at Hamilton Heights. They're just north of Indianapolis. Meanwhile, Blackford will play the second game, and that'll be at Blackford tomorrow night as the Lady Bruins will be taking on the Tipton Blue Devils, an old nemesis of theirs. Both of those teams won handily last night in opening round play. So we'll see what happens, and then Saturday night, sectional championships will be played in all the classes all across the state. Hopefully, we will have a couple of those for you coming up Saturday night. Here, though, we got some unfinished business. We got two more quarters of basketball here at the Portside Fieldhouse tonight. It is the Minster Wildcats leading the Fort Recovery Indians by a score of 24-19. We will come back and get you started with the third quarter. That is on the way here at Jay Country 101.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we move on to the third quarter, and the third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio.
Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn. To sell your corn to Cooper Farms, call 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Here we go to the third quarter. Minster leads by a score of 24-19 over Fort Recovery. Indians get the basketball here in the third quarter. Out front is Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp right side to Callie Wendell. Wendell on down to the baseline, puts up the jumper and cannot get the roll. Rebound comes away to Minster. It was brought down by Lily Barhorst. She'll get it on down to McClurg, and McClurg is out front with it. McClurg has been the big scorer for the Wildcats. Near side, they'll look. They'll get it to McClurg along the baseline. They'll turn. They'll get it back out in front. Niemeyer, and now they work it down low. They try to go to Barhorst to McClurg, but I think we had a violation. Yep, stepped on the baseline. McClurg got a foot on the line down there, stepped in the purple. And the ball will go back to Fort Recovery. We're just underway third quarter, and the Indians trail the Wildcats. Here's a steal, though, by Barhorst. Off to McClurg for a lay-in. Out of nowhere, she came in there and made that steal. And McClurg now has 16. 26-19, the Wildcats lead the Lady Indians. Here is Callie Wendell out in front. Wendell looks over on the far side. Wendell all the way to the baseline. Can't get a shot away. Feeds it out front. It was deflected. It's loose. It's picked up down low by Barhorst, and she scores. And then there was a foul after the play. So the foul was going to be called against Kennedy Mullenkamp, and that'll be her second. So she gets her second, team's first. So give Barhorst the steal. She just raced out of nowhere. That was just a good hustle play. Give her credit. Here comes the free throw now for the three-point play, and she hits it. She just doubled her point total. She has six on the night. And just like that, Minster has upped that lead back to double figures. It's a 10-point game at 29-19. Niekamp near side to Luthold. Luthold looking for an opening. Now to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller out front to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp for the Indians looking. Right side, Wendell in the corner. Wendell trying to drive. Cannot do so. Brings it back out in front. Looks on the perimeter. Now cuts back to her right. She'll drive inside. Gets it off. Here's Luthold from out front. Hit a three. Check that. Carly Niekamp. Carly Niekamp with her first points of the night. And draws the Indians back within seven at 29-22. Minster with it on the perimeter. With it out in front. That is, play down low. They went to Luthold, or went to Albers. They bring it around, looking. Back out in front. It is Mesher. Mesher as they play to McClurg, and back to Mesher on the near side. Mesher now looks for someone to go to. Back to McClurg. McClurg over on the wing as Minster shows good patience. They lob it into the corner. Nearly a steal. We got a tie-up, I believe. Yes, we do. Quick hands in there. Quick hands in there by Sage Luthold to tie her up. Nice defense, but the ball remains in the hands of the Minster Wildcats. McClurg will throw it in from the far side. We're in the third quarter here, being brought to you by Cooper Farms. Ball over on the far side. They'll get it back to McClurg. McClurg, bounce pass. Now they bring it around top of the key to Mesher. Mesher into the corner. Mesher in the corner and finally gets it to Niemeyer. Back out in front, McClurg. They work it over on the right wing. Putting it on the floor, turning around, almost losing it, was Albers. Down low to the corner, and McClurg hits another three. McClurg, oh, they only gave her a two. They said her foot was on the line. But still, she has 18 points. 31-22. Indians with the ball. Out in front. Wendell almost had it stolen. She's knocked to the floor. Just defense. Mesher was trying for the steal, but did make contact. So Lydia Mesher gets the foul. That's her first and the team's first here in the second half. Checking out now is Mesher. And we'll have to pick up who they bring back in. Oh, they bring back in Lindy Himmelgarn. Ball comes out front to Callie Wendell for Fort Recovery. Here is Wendell looking from the right side, takes it on down to the corner, and we got a little hand check foul. And charge that foul to Niemeyer. That'll be her second. Simple case. You could put one hand on him to defend. Can't put two. Minute you do that, they will be blowing the whistle. And they did. So here's the inbounds pass. Goes inside to Wendell. Wendell goes to the corner, draws double coverage. Back out in front. Oh, overshot, but picked up finally by Kolig. Kolig gets it over to Niekamp. Now over to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp looks to drive. Mullenkamp in the lane. Out in front, it's to Eva Kolig. Kolig, bounce pass down to Wendell. Wendell in trouble, brings it back out in front. And we had a hand check foul again. And the foul was called against Sadie Niemeyer, and she just got her third. Same thing, put both hands on her at the same time. The whistle will blow. All right, Indians will bring it in again. And they do, out in front. Callie Wendell just traveled. Just traveled, just got a little anxious to try and make a move, and the ball goes right back to Minster. 4:27 to go, third quarter, 31-22 your score. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms in Rossburg, Coldwater, St. Henry, and Fort Recovery, Ohio. See them about some great opportunities for jobs at Cooper Farms. From the corner, a long three is good. Casey Albers, her first points of the night, but there's a long one. And the lead has just grown back to 12. This matches the biggest lead of the night for Minster at 12, 34-22. Top of the key with it is Niekamp. She's going to drive down to the baseline, turns around, can't get a shot away, looks for help. Now gets it over to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp looking from the corner, looks to drive, goes in there, double teamed, and traveled. Got a little off balance and shuffled her feet. Turnover will give it back to Minster. 3:45 to go in the third quarter. It is 34-22 in favor of the Minster Wildcats. McClurg down near side. Over it goes to Albers. Albers in the corner. Brings it back out in front. Gets it to McClurg. And back to Albers. And looks inside. And crossed the court. And overthrew it. But it's saved in there. Finally by Clooney. And almost a turnover out front. But McClurg just got to it. Far side. Here's Clooney. Into the corner. Nowhere to go. Ball is almost stolen. They'll get it over to McClurg. McClurg. And now wait a minute. We got a foul inside. And the foul's going to be called against Sage Luthold. Sage will pick up her second team foul and the second against her. Maddie Guggenbiller will check back in for Fort Recovery. Luthold will go over and take a breather. From the baseline, it'll be McClurg to throw it in. McClurg goes into the corner, gets it over to Addie Inskeep, who's back in for the Wildcats. They work it out on the corner. And it is McClurg, the senior point guard, looks with it at the top of the key. She'll go left side, and they just play pitch and catch out there. Now she goes far side with it, feeds it back out in front to Albers, and away from the ball. We got a hold and a foul that's going to be called against, it's going to be called against Minster. And the foul, okay. I think they called it against Inskeep. Yep, they did. Addie Inske picks up the foul, her first, team's fourth. Full court pressure and a violation. Violation, the Indians threw it in, but Guggenbiller stepped in, but she still had 1 foot out of bounds when she got the pass back. So the ball goes right back to Minster. They work out on the perimeter, nearly a tie-up. It is a tie-up on the far side. Good quick hands by the Indians, and they'll get the ball right back. Nice defense in there. Credit that one to Mullenkamp. She gets the ball off the inbounds. 34-22, Minster leading it here. Just over 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Mullenkamp turning around out front, goes across the way. They go in the corner. Wendell pops a three, and it won't go. Rebound knocked around, picked up by Minster. They almost had an open lane. Now they get it on down court into the corner. Here is Clooney. Back out front, McClurg for three, and no, rolls around, but she couldn't get it. Fight for the rebound, put back up and in, though, by Barhorst. Lily Barhorst now has 8, and this is the biggest lead of the night for Minster at 14. 2 minutes and change here in the third quarter. Callie Wendell out front for Fort Recovery, and we have a timeout called by the Indians. Indians down 36-22 with 1:59 to go in the third quarter. Your third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery and all sorts of locations in Western Ohio.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. You can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Minute 59 to go, period three here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery trailing Minster 36-22. They've been outscored in this quarter 12-3. Only basket, a three-pointer from Carly Niekamp. Indians have it after the timeout. Mullenkamp out front as they try to double her up. Here's a pass inside, stolen away by Barhorst. Barhorst goes down on a collision, and Callie Wendell's going to pick up the foul. She was trying to steal to get the ball back. That'll be just her first foul and the third team foul. But the Wildcats will have it. Sage Luthold will come back in, replacing Carly Niekamp from the baseline. And it'll be thrown in by McClurg. Katie McClurg goes inside, and that's traveling. Pass inside was picked up there, and just a couple of steps too much. It was by Hemmelgarn. So the ball goes right back to Fort Recovery. Indians need to get some points going here. Have only had one basket here in the third quarter and are down by 14. Far corner, Mullenkamp double-teamed, and they trapped her over there, and she bounced it on the sidelines. So the ball goes right back to Minster. Down to a minute 36 to go here in the third quarter. Third quarter being presented by Cooper Farms. They'd love to buy your corn. 800-637-7161. Call about that tomorrow. Out front, we've got a holding foul that's quickly called against Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will pick up her second. That's team foul number four for Fort Recovery. And it comes in to Katie McClurg in the backcourt. McClurg came in averaging 6 points a game. Well, she has 18 tonight, so she's triple her average. Lob pass on down far side in the corner to Barhorst. Brings it across over to Clooney. Clooney down low. Here's a turn, shot, and missed. Fight for the rebound. Clooney comes up with it. Feeds it back out in front. They get it to McClurg. McClurg goes inside to Barhorst, who turns, fires, misses. Rebound inside, taken away by Eva Kollig of Fort Recovery. Now up court to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Indians need a basket badly. Out front, Callie Wendell. Wendell at the top of the key. Looks over on the right side. Nowhere to go. Tries to get a screen. Now will drive. Far side, Kollig. They go to Mullenkamp. Right side, it goes over to Luthold. Luthold to Wendell. Drives the baseline, double team. And did we have a foul called? Nope. They just dribbled out of bounds. Official standing there looking right at the line, so I'll give him credit. He was in perfect position to see the play. And the ball goes right back to Minster. 30 seconds and counting here in the third quarter. Near side, it comes over. That is to Clooney. Clooney back out in front. It's Niemeyer, and they look around, and Niemeyer fires it. They lob it inside. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Fort Recovery. Down to 13 seconds in the quarter. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp gives it in the corner. A three on the way. An air ball. Ball knocked around. Loose and picked up by Minster. Up the court quickly. From half court, here's a pass on down. And the shot, nope, did not get it out of her hands in time. Quischel was very adamant to make that. And we reach the end of the third quarter, brought to you by Cooper Farms. Your score at the end of three, Minster 36. And the Fort Recovery Indians, 22. We're back after this one-minute timeout on Jay Country 101.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We move on to the fourth quarter, and the Minster Wildcats lead the Fort Recovery Indians by a score of 36-22. And it's just basically a scoring drought here for Fort Recovery. One basket in the third quarter, a three-pointer by Carly Niekamp, and that was it. They were outscored 12-3 in that quarter and didn't score in the last 5 minutes. Here's a drive inside. Shot is missed inside by Hemelgarn, and the rebound off to Fort Recovery. And then the Indians threw it away. Led the pass ahead, and it went off the fingertips of Mullenkamp. So it goes right back to Minster. We've just started the fourth quarter, and the Wildcats lead it by 14. A drive to the right side, turning around down low. They'll kick it back out in front. Here's a long three from out front. It's in and out. Rattled in and out off the hands of Clooney, and the rebound to Fort Recovery. Up to Mullenkamp. She's guarded closely. She's double-teamed in the backcourt. She's looking for help. She's in big trouble. Going to have to hurry. 10 seconds. Yep. Anytime you go from side to side and then you come back for a third time, you're out of time. And the turnover goes right back to Minster. And their pressure defense has been very, very effective tonight against Fort Recovery. In it comes out front. That is to Lindy Hemelgarn. Hemelgarn over on the right side. Works it across the way, and out front with it, looking is Mesher, almost threw it away, back to Clooney. Clooney looks far side, almost mishandled by Hemelgarn, looking, brings it across the way, stops at the top of the key, fires it over, they'll lob it down inside, a shot up, no, rebound, no, second one up and in. That is by Addie Inskeep, got her first 2 points. And the lead is the biggest of the night for Minster at 16. 38-22, we're early in the fourth quarter. Mullenkamp trapped out front, gets it over to Niekamp, on down to Callie Wendell, out to Niekamp. Niekamp wants to drive, goes to the hole, gets clobbered. And she, did they call it in the act of shooting or just on the floor? And apparently, it is in the act of shooting. So Sadie Niemeyer picks up the foul. That's her fourth and the team's fifth. And Niekamp is at the line to shoot two. Here's the shot up and no good. We have not had many free throws in this game, either side. And for the Indians, that may be only about their second of the night. And they miss. McClurg and Barhorst are going to come right back in for Minster. Second one no good. Indians need every point they can get right now. Pass on down, Hemelgarn driving, shot is good, but she made quite the move inside and got fouled on the shot. So the ball will put her at the line. Carly Niekamp picks up the foul. And that is her first. Free throw is good. And at the line is Lindy Hemelgarn. Hemelgarn will have one more. 6:22 to go. It's 39-22. Second shot up and good. And Hemelgarn now is going to come to the sideline. They're checking Niemeyer. That was Sadie Niemeyer. She's got 7 points off the bench tonight. That actually was just the second and third free throw made in the game, all by Minster. Just haven't had a lot of shots either side. Ball on down, right side pass, Luthold, baseline jumper is no good. Fight for the rebound, Mullenkamp comes away with it. Mullenkamp brings it back out in front, just bounced it off her leg, it goes out of bounds. It will go to Minster. 6:02 to go, 40-22, now an 18-point advantage for Minster. At halftime, it was a 5-point game, but since the halftime, the Indians have scored but 3 points. And that drought has just become more than a drought. It's like a desert. Out front, here's a long three, and that one will bounce off for Minster, but they get the rebound. Barhorst, pass across the way. They'll kick it out to Clooney. Now they get it to McClurg. McClurg's open, three on the way, and it will bounce off. Rebound, Barhorst goes back up and gets grabbed. Shot never went above about 3 feet off the floor, but she was definitely in the act of shooting. So the foul is called against Eva Kolig, and that's the third against Kolig, and it's the team's fifth. So free throws up and in and out for Barhorst. Barhorst, 8 points on the night. One more coming. And Barhorst will fire and got that one. So she has 9 points. The lead is 19 now at 41-22. Second half has just been dominated mostly by the defense of Minster. Trapped as Mullenkamp goes over to Wendell. Far side to Kolig. Kolig, Luthold, pass on down. Inside scoring is Niekamp. Good ball movement that time. Got him the basket underneath. And it's 41-24. They finally got off 22. They've been stuck on that forever. At least 8 minutes. They scored early on a three-pointer in the third quarter until that basket. Here's a bad pass as Minster throws it away on the far side. They tried to get it to Clooney, and it was over her head and into the cheap seats. 4 minutes, 57 seconds to go. 41-24 in favor of Minster. Ball knocked out of bounds by Minster. It'll still belong to the Lady Indians from the far side. Carly Niekamp will throw it in. Looks, gets it right back, fires the shot, and did not get it. Rebound is taken away by Minster. Barhorst, and then she was grabbed. And Barhorst gets the foul call, and she's going to walk to the other end because that's the seventh team foul against Fort Recovery. The foul was against Sage Luthold, her third. So at the check, it's Kayla Lamb who's actually at the line shooting a 1+1. Lamb, 5'10 junior, puts it up and missed it. Rebounded by Fort Recovery. Indians need to get some baskets here to get back into it. Starting to run out of time as well. 41-24 the score. And just now crossing the timeline was Mullenkamp. Now it comes to Luthold. Luthold back out front to Colley and threw it away. Turn and look and made the quick pass, but nobody was there. Substitutions back in for Minster. They're going to they will bring back in Casey Albers and Lydia Mesher. And also coming back in for them is Sadie Niemeyer. Four fouls in all. Indians down by 17 with 4:26 to go. Into the front court. They'll work it around to the near side, and they look. McClure gets it into the corner, gets it right back from the top of the key. She looks, left side pass, comes over to Sadie Niemeyer. Niemeyer looks and goes back to McClure. McClure in no hurry with a big lead like this. And over on the right side, she looks inside, near side pass. They'll go down low inside to Barhorst. Shot is partially blocked. Rebound comes off to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller will work it on ahead for the Indians. Now to Kennedy Mullenkamp, just now at the 10-second line. Reverse goes to the right side. Gets it to Guggenbiller on the near side. She'll try to work it inside. They get it down low, wide open, but missing the layup was Niekamp on the rebound, a foul. And the foul's going to be called against Minster. Well, no, just a held ball, no foul. So now coming in for Fort Recovery, or check it for Minster, and they will bring in Kennedy Cordy, a 5'10 senior, replacing Barhorst. Here's the ball, bounces off the top of a defender's head and right into Callie Wendell's hand. She'll drive down, and a blocking foul is going to be called. Just glanced off the top of her head. Charged the foul. Gotta laugh. And Sadie Niemeyer just fouled out of the ball game. She'll finish with 7 points, but she is done with 3:31 to go in the fourth quarter. So her night is done. And that was the 16 foul against Minster. So no shots. Ball out front. They go to Niekamp. Niekamp driving. Turns. Gets it out to Wendell for a three. Off the rim, no. And the rebound goes out of bounds untouched. It will go back to Minster. 3 minutes, 23 seconds to go. And for the Fort Recovery Indians, only 5 points in the second half. And that's what's led to their doom tonight. Out in front with it is Barhorst and works it across the sidelines. They look, and now they go over to Casey Albers, and Albers will drive into the corner. Here's Hemmelgarn. She'll drive in. A 15-footer is good. Lindy Hemmelgarn's first basket, and the lead is back up to 19, which is the biggest of the night. 43-24 with less than 3 minutes to play. Here is Mullenkamp, goes out to Colleague. High post, they come near side. Guggenbiller fires a three. It won't go. You'd hope that the senior could get a basket on senior night, and she's the only senior. She is going to be tied up, and the possession arrow still points Minster's way, so the Wildcats will get the ball. Down to 2 minutes and 35 seconds to play here. And Minster looks like will be on its way to an 11th win of the year, and they'll improve to 6-2 in the MAC. And Fort Recovery still looking for their first conference win. Into the corner, it's brought around to Corte. Corte, they look, Hemmelgarn, and on down to Corte. Far side jumper on the way, banked in. Give the bank shot there. That is Kennedy Corte, her first points. And the lead just grew to 21, 45-24, just over 2 minutes to go. Kennedy Mullenkamp out to Maddie Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller, they're telling her to shoot. She does, and it rims out. Rebounded by Mullenkamp, back up and in. Mullenkamp gets her first points of the second half. She has 9 now, and it's 45-26. Corte out front. Here's a long shot, no good, and people are just shooting him up from anywhere now. Fight for the rebound, comes off to Minster out front, and it saved him finally. As picked up there by Albers, who drives down and lost the ball, but touched last, they say, by Fort Recovery. And here comes the last two off the bench for Minster. Chloe Tin, a 5'8 senior, and also Kendall Bergman, a 5'5 junior check-in. So Coach Wiss, man of his word, said he'll play everybody if he gets a chance, and he has. Maddie Guggenbiller will come out to a nice round of applause with a minute 33 to go. In the lineup is Madison Heitkamp, the 5'6 freshman. She checks in there. Indians down by 19 with a minute 33 to go. Here's Minster with it out in front as they look, and they go off to Bergman. Bergman out. Here's a long three. Good. And give the basket out there. That goes to Casey Albers. She's got 6 on the night. 48-26. Here is Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp looks inside. Bounce pass. They go over on the right side. That is to Niekamp. Niekamp driving down. Lost the ball. She goes down. It's picked away by a long pass on down. Shot is no good by Bergman. The rebound is out of bounds, and it should go to Fort Recovery. Yeah, because there was a foul called against Kennedy Bergman for Minster. 7th team foul, so we walked down to the other end of the court for a 1-plus-1. And Sage Luthold's going to be at the line shooting a 1-and-1. 56.3 seconds to go. Luthold's not scored tonight. Be nice to see her put one in, and she does. Right on cue. She'll get one more. Here comes Lily Schwederman, the 5-foot freshman in. And sitting down is Eva Kollig. Second free throw is also good by Sage Luthold. Makes it 48-28 with less than a minute to go. Wildcats have it out on the perimeter. They will look, and backing out of there is Kendall Bergman, and we had double dribble called on her. So Fort Recovery will get it back with 44.9 seconds to play, but down 20. See, it'd be nice to see the Indians at least get it under 20. Just one basket, that's all we're asking. Up to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp drives down the right side, spins around in the lane, looks for help, gets it off inside. Shot no good, but a foul as Sage Luthold was hit on the arm as she went up for the shot. And the foul was going to be called against Kennedy Corte, which will be her first and the team's eighth. Free throw won't go. And Luthold will have one more. 34 seconds still to go here. Luthold puts up the second, got that one, so one out of two, and she's got 3 points on the night. 48-29, pass to the right side, and Minster will drive inside, turning, shooting, and scoring, and give the basket there to Kennedy Corte. Makes it 50-29, and the Indians get it back for one last chance here in the final 15 seconds. Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp driving on down, looking, spins around, goes down the lane, gets it off, into the corner, it goes over to Luthold. Back out front, here's a long three, it bounds, no good for Schwederman. Rebound is taken away, and that is your ball game. So the Minster Wildcats come in here tonight and win a MAC conference game, knocking off the Fort Recovery Indians by a final score of 50-29. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here on Jay Country 101.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse, where tonight the Fort Recovery Lady Indians fall to Minster in MAC Conference basketball. Final score, Minster 50 and Fort Recovery 29. Fort Recovery had made a game of it at halftime, down just 5 points. But in the second half, the Indians were outscored 26-10. And that's the biggest difference, the defensive adjustments made by Minster, and Coach Wiss knew what to do, and he really clamped down, and they win it. Really clamped down on Callie Wendell. Wendell was just going crazy there in the second quarter. She hit 4 3-pointers in a row, but got none in the second half, and they really shut down. Fort Recovery scored but 3 points in the third quarter and only 7 in the fourth quarter, and by that time it was pretty much over. Minster got 12 points in the third quarter, 14 in the fourth, and they win it 50-36. Never trailed in the game. There were no ties, no lead changes. And with the victory, Minster improves to 11-9 overall. They go to 6-2 in the MAC conference. And Fort Recovery now at 5-13 on the season, and they slip to 0-7 in the MAC. For Fort Recovery, they were led by Callie Wendell, who had 12 points tonight, all of them in the second quarter on those 4 3-pointers. She had the hot hand then, and I mean, she was just on fire, but got totally, totally shut down in the second half. That was the only double-figure score for the Indians. Kennedy Mullenkamp early on scored their first 7 points. She did get one basket in the second half, finishes with 9. Also, let's see, 5 points for Carly Niekamp and 3 points for Sage Luthold. And that was it for the Indians. For Minster, very balanced attack. They were led by their fine guard, Katie McClurg. The senior really had a great first half. She had 14 points, 4 3-pointers in the first half. Got a couple of baskets in the third quarter, finishes with a game-high 18. Nobody else in double figures, though, for Minster. Lily Barhorst was close. She had 9. Then it was just here and there. Casey Albers had 6 points, 2 for Lydia Mesher, 7 for Sadie Niemeyer before she fouled out in the fourth quarter, 2 for Addie Inske, 4 points for Kennedy Corte, 2 points for Lydia Hemmelgarn, and that was it for Minster. So the Wildcats win it by a score of 50-29. Spoiling senior night tonight. We were hoping to at least see Maddie Guggenbiller get at least one basket, but no, she was shut down tonight and comes away empty-handed, as the Indians only had 4 players to score, and just not enough offense tonight, and they fall to Minster 50-29. We will take one final break. We'll come back and we will wrap up this game coming up in just a minute here on Jay Country 101.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kaup Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kaup Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kaup Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kaup Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, back for a final time tonight at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, where the Lady Indians fall to the Minster Wildcats by a final score of 50-29. For Fort Recovery, they were led by Callie Wendell with 12 points and 9 points for Kennedy Mullenkamp, 5 for Carly Niekamp, 3 for Sage Luthold, and they fall to 5-13 on the season and now 0-7 in the MAC Conference. For Minster, great effort by Katie McClurg. She led everybody with 18 points and 9 for Lily Barhorst as the Wildcats improved to 11-9 overall, and they go to 6-2 in the conference. We are getting ready to, we will switch you up to Southern Wells very shortly, where we've got boys basketball tonight for Jay County and Southern Wells. And don't forget, we've got girls basketball action tomorrow night, a doubleheader. First off, the Jay County Lady Patriots in that big game with Hamilton Heights. Game tips off at 6 o'clock. And then after that, we've got Blackford and Tipton in 2A action, and we'll have that one for you on Jay Country 101 tomorrow. So that's our story from Fort Recovery tonight. Final score again, it was Minster 50, and the Fort Recovery Wildcats, or Fort Recovery Indians, excuse me, they had 29. 50-29, your final score. Thanks to Eric Catterly back at the studio for pushing all the right buttons, and thank you for joining us, and thanks to our fine sponsors. I'm Ed Thurman. Thanks for listening, and good night from Fort Recovery.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on Jay Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Jay Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.